From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the country's weather agency predicts that the South Coast will receive up to 150 millimeters of rain through Sunday. North Korea protests South Korea and the U.S.'s upcoming Ulchi Freedom Shield joint military drills and threatens to exercise its right to self-defense. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs a memorandum permitting foreign shipbuilders to build up to two U.S. Navy ships in their home countries. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Much anticipated rain is set to fall on drought-stricken areas of the country this weekend, with rain clouds left behind by Typhoon Dolphin entering the nation. However, with up to 150 millimeters expected along the south coast and near Mount Chiri, authorities have advised vacationers to exercise caution around mountain valleys and rivers. Our Baejun has more.
Rain clouds left behind by Typhoon Dolphin are forecast to enter South Korea on Saturday when the Liberation Day holiday begins. The Korean Meteorological Administration forecast Friday that showers will first begin to fall on Jeju Island on Saturday morning, then on the southern region in the afternoon before spreading to the entire nation on Sunday. The nation is set to see precipitation through Monday, the last day of the holiday weekend. Through Sunday, up to 150 millimeters of rain is expected along the southern coast of South Gyeongsang Province and in areas near Mount Chiri. The southern coast of South Jeolla Province should see up to 120 millimeters, and the Chungcheong provinces will get between 20 and 60 millimeters. In particular, from late Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning, the southern coastal areas and Mount Chiri area could witness up to 50 millimeters per hour of heavy rain. The downpours are expected to alleviate the severe drought in the south, but authorities have advised vacationers to exercise caution as valleys and rivers around Mount Chiri could see a sudden rise in water levels. Authorities have also called on the public to be wary of strong winds on beaches along the southern coast. The weather agency says the rain will begin to let up on Monday and that next week will see sweltering heat with afternoon highs of around 33 degrees Celsius. Baejun, KBS World Radio News.
South Gyeongsang Province is providing emergency support for agricultural water supplies as it grapples with a severe drought and remains under a national fire mobilization order for the third consecutive day. The National Fire Agency reported on Friday that it has supplied approximately 19,000 tons of water to farmlands in the region since Wednesday, completing around 2,500 deliveries. A national fire mobilization order is issued when a disaster cannot be effectively managed using the firefighting resources available in a specific city or province, necessitating nationwide efforts. Although the number of fire trucks deployed from across the country has been halved to 100, military units in the area, such as the Army's 39th Infantry Division, the Air Force Education and Training Command, and the Navy's Jinhae Base Command, are also assisting in drought relief by deploying water supply trucks. Starting Friday, South Gyeongsang Province will begin supplying water to farms by using heavy machinery to excavate deeply dried riverbeds and install water pumps. North Korea has protested South Korea and the U.S.'s upcoming Ulchi Freedom Shield joint military drills and threatened to exercise its right to self-defense. In a statement carried by the state-run Korean Central News Agency Friday, the North's foreign ministry spokesperson pointed out that drones and other cutting-edge equipment have been mobilized for the large-scale drills that start Monday. The spokesperson said the U.S. did not conceal its objective to prepare for a military confrontation with Pyongyang and called the exercise a rehearsal for an aggressive war. The statement also claimed that the joint training has given rise to a different degree of security instability on the Korean Peninsula and beyond, adding that it is the regime's consistent principle to respond to a new level of threat with a new level of deterrent. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a memo clearing the path for foreign shipbuilders, like South Korea, that invest in American facilities to build up to two vessels in their parent shipyards. The directive was announced by the White House on Thursday, along with Trump's proclamation slapping tariffs of up to 100% on foreign-made drones. Rosenbach has more.
A national security presidential memorandum titled Rebuilding the United States Navy and America's Shipbuilding Industrial Base, signed by U.S. President Donald Trump and released by the White House Thursday, lists a provision that allows foreign shipbuilders to construct up to two American warships in their home country on a limited basis. The foreign shipbuilders must simultaneously build a shipyard in the U.S. or acquire a majority stake in an existing one and build all ships after the first two on American soil. They must also hire and train an American workforce for the shipyards, transfer proprietary shipbuilding techniques, and source a U.S. supply chain. According to a White House fact sheet, this will bridge gaps on a quick turnaround while additional ships will be built in revitalized American shipyards. The directive is based on the Finland model, referring to a 2025 agreement that allowed Finland to build two Arctic security cutters for the U.S. Coast Guard before shifting production to Louisiana. Trump also signed a proclamation imposing tariffs of up to 100% on certain imported drones and components to boost domestic production and address national security concerns. Tariff rates will vary depending on the drone size, purpose, and country of manufacture, but will be capped at 15% for trading partners such as South Korea, Japan, and the European Union, and 10% for the United Kingdom. Analysts say this move is effectively aimed at reducing U.S. reliance on China. While the highest tariff rate will take effect in September, the others will come into force next year. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Bill Gates, the founder and chairman of TerraPower, met with Jung Gi-sun, the chairman of HT Hyundai, to explore ways to collaborate and secure an early advantage in the U.S. market for small modular reactors. HT Hyundai issued a statement on Friday saying that Jung, Gates, TerraPower CEO Chris Levesque, and Hyundai Engineering and Construction CEO Yihanu gathered in Seoul to discuss technical cooperation. In May, the three companies signed a partnership agreement to jointly commercialize the Natrium Reactor, a next-generation SMR that uses sodium-cooled fast reactor technology. According to the arrangement, TerraPower will provide the Natrium technology while HT Hyundai will manufacture the main equipment. Lawmakers from the main opposition People Power Party have been formally accused of obstructing the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials and other agencies in their attempts to arrest former President Yoon Suk-yeol. The special counsel team led by Kwon Chang-young announced on Friday the indictment without detention of PPP lawmakers Na Kyung-won, Kim Gi-hyun, Kwon Young-jin, and Yoon Suk-yeol on the charge of special obstruction of official duty. The lawmakers are accused of obstructing the execution of an arrest warrant for Yoon by the CIO and the police on January 15, 2025. They allegedly formed a human wall alongside the former president's supporters in front of the presidential residence. The special prosecutor's team explained that it substantiated the charges by gathering testimonies from public officials involved in the warrant's execution, including CIO prosecutors, and by analyzing transcripts and 94 gigabytes of video footage recorded at the scene, which captured verbal abuse and other actions. The government says the nation's economic recovery is strengthening, driven by robust exports and improving domestic consumption. The Ministry of Economy and Finance shared this assessment in the August edition of its monthly economic report, known as the Green Book, which was released Friday. The report noted that uncertainty stemming from the conflict in the Middle East continues to impact people, particularly through inflationary pressures from high oil prices and challenging employment conditions for vulnerable groups and sectors. Still, it stressed that the nation's economic recovery is strengthening, showing an improvement from its previous assessment of solidifying. Key factors contributing to this improvement include a significant increase in exports and enhanced domestic demand, particularly in consumption. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.